Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. A South Dakota man is charged with second-degree manslaughter after police say he negligently shot his pregnant wife, killing the fetus. 22-year-old Sheldon Pettibone of Sioux Falls told police he was cleaning his gun Sunday when it fired, hitting his wife, Melanie, who was about 18 weeks pregnant. She was rushed to the hospital. The fetus delivered by a cesarean section but was dead. An autopsy found that the bullet hit Melanie Pettibone in the thigh and traveled to her uterus. Police say Pettibone admitted he was distracted by a football game on TV, and he said it was possible the gun fired because of operator error. One thing ag producers won't have to worry about this fall is a shortage of rail cars. Todd Yeaton, a former rail official for the state of South Dakota and manager of a grain terminal in Kimball, says late planting, the wet summer, and the delayed harvest are combining to produce a surplus of empty rail cars.
We're late, and it's a slow going. Rail cars are pretty plentiful. Secondary freights, there's freight available, and we aren't really seeing the issues that we've seen over the past, say 3-4 years ago. We aren't seeing anything like that now.
Yeaton says there are areas where rail cars are sitting idle.
The lines north of us on some of these regional railroads where they don't have the shuttle programs, you're seeing a lot of cars sitting in storage, and a lot of them just waiting at the elevators, waiting for grain to be shipped. And there's a lot of car supply and not much demand at the moment.
Yeaton says rail car costs are in the hundreds of dollars compared to thousands of dollars just a few years ago. The latest survey of bankers in rural parts of 10 plains in western states, including South Dakota, showed an improved rural economy this month, but the ongoing trade disputes continue weighing on the economy. The Rural Main Street Survey's overall index at 51.4 in October. It was at 50.1 in September. Anything above 50 suggests a growing economy, although it is slow. That's news.